سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها، إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. صدق الله العظيم. Mom is suspended, and doesn't it? If you begin to count the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, it's beyond. You cannot count the bounties. They say here you can count the rainbow, the raindrop has come down. You can count those things, but you cannot count the bounties. And that's unlimited. It's unlimited bounties. So much of bounties. But there are two things in principle, the two kinds of bounties. In principle, there are two kinds. One is those bounties that you can see, that you can see. And the second are those bounties that you cannot see. The bounties that you can see, that you can see the sun, Allah gave you the sun. But you do not know the value of the sun. The sun is that it's here to give us the heat. If we try with the heat, we will die tomorrow. So Allah saves everything for a reason. That one is the sun is also that man goes in the morning to do his work, earn his living, earn his sustenance. The sun, the moon is also the same thing. It has a reason and purpose. These are all that Allah Ta'ala has given nemat of this kind which is a human. Then you look at the food of yours. The food that you can see all of it. And different, all the creations in the world, animals, they have one kind of meaning. They have no different kind of meanings. But for mankind, Allah has created means. The different kind of means you can have. That what he can eat, this vegetable, can that vegetable, all kind of ball, all kind of rice, everything Allah has created, that's all ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but not one of us. Even think for a moment, he's a ni'mat of Allah. When you eat the food, you don't realize what a great ni'mat Allah has. So many places in the world, you don't have those things too. That's why we don't appreciate those things. The reason why we do not appreciate those things is because the way Allah given it to us. Look at those countries in the world where they have no food at all. So when I sometimes see they're eating for iftar locally. They're going to that condition, they're eating those food, but that for them, that is everything, but that is very ni'mat for us. But the ni'mat Allah has given us, how much of ni'mat of the shukr that we're making for us? That in the way we can look at the food that we have for us, we just throw away the food. You know, when I go to some time to see people at the walima, whatever functions, they don't realize that this food is the name of Allah, what is the name of Allah? The difficulty and the pain to get those things to us. If you look at it, you know, the sun was there, the rain was there, the ground was there, everything was there. Who brought that in? So that when it comes into existence, that thing goes to the mud. But when the money goes there, then after that, when it comes to us, all that is realized for a moment, what Allah has not do for us. Yet we do not appreciate the food at all. The animal that is slaughtered to, you know, we are slaughtering the animal, but we do not appreciate the meat. I won't forget one thing, so as a Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was eating a meal with some very rich person, and you know, he dropped a piece of meat down the floor. He dropped on the floor, he didn't worry about it, that's what people do today. No concern. Why? Because there's no fear of Allah Ta'ala, no point of that. But if the food fell on the ground, you got everything. If you haven't got, then you appreciate those. But then he fell on the ground, with the sun went on, you pick it up, and you find yourself, then why don't you just wash it? Now you eat it. So when he washed the thing, he said, well, can I eat it? If you want, you can eat it. He did not say that person one word to. He just ate the thing. But that person with a good understanding, he had some understanding. Respect for the ulama. He saw how to be that thing there. But in his life, day after, he said he met someone. He said, never after that, he food fell down. He always did for him. He made qadr. We don't make qadr of food for him. One time, when you know one mustard seed, fell down. But the time was looking for it all the time. And you know that person that was down. So why is saying, why are you looking for one mustard seed? If you're looking for that life, if Allah can ask you tomorrow, because I got everything that I'm not with anybody. If I didn't have anything about that, it's so much. So as he picked it up, he found it, then only was at ease. So we have to have that condition in us. When food falls down, we appreciate it. When the food left over, we appreciate it. Don't throw it away. If you don't want to eat it, give it to someone, give it to an animal to eat. Some birds to eat it, but you have given someone. If you don't appreciate this kind of thing, this is called ne'mat Allah Ta'ala, because you've not had the value of Allah Ta'ala, Muhammad in your heart. If you have Muhammad Allah Ta'ala in your heart, you do everything of that kind. Then you make sure to look after the food and you just, you take out that much, then your eyes must be, you know, people take out so much, you cannot eat that. And they throw it away. And they don't realize that that's a very big name of God. Even drinking your water too. You can drink water and throw away. Because you've got enough water. Look at other places in the world, they got no water, looking for water. We know what's happening in Gaza. We hear about it, we see about it, everything we see about it. But when we sit down to eat, we do not appreciate it. So the greatest now Allah Ta'ala is food. Food is so much Allah has given. Every different kind of food. You eat what you want to eat. But Allah says, you never from me, because you're bound to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You begin to appreciate it. No one says you must have the best meal you can eat. But appreciate it, but what's your intention? The intention of this food must be about more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. So a person eats with that intention of eating this food. A person, when they eat that food with the intention that I want to commit sins of all kinds, he goes more away from that part. But when he eats the food, he has this intention, Allah, with this food, I'll become strong, I'm more than jihad. Of eating this food, I can make ibadah. I can remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So that is what you call ni'mat, you know. So they to appreciate the ni'mat Allah. Appreciate of ni'mat is on the intention of what you deserve in that. If you don't have that intention, what will you do? What is a person that eats food that says to fulfill his desires? What is the among the people that desire, that Allah's desire? Then when that food, everything that eats is, we have nur for him. We have nur for him. Then ni'mat came with that. So ni'mat Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is something that we take all the time. And you can see for yourself that your unlimited bounty Allah is giving us. You cannot count those people. So there's only food I'm talking about, different type of food. Whatever you want, Allah has given you to. Look at other people, they can't get those things. They haven't got the money, they haven't mean. They have just cheap for whatever comes. We always, whatever we desire for Allah, we have said today. If you make shukr for that, we don't make shukr for that at all. We have to make so much of shukr for that. Then Allah has given us to Allah, then I'm giving more and more. Likewise, clothing also, clothing Allah has given us. It's so cold today. We've got that means to keep ourselves warm. So everyone, we go to places where the people have no means at all and how they're suffering. And we're not thinking really about it at all. Yes, we read namaz, we do everything, said and done. We may discuss everything, but these are things which are very important to your concern. We have never done all that you gave it to me. When you begin to wear your clothing, think like this, not to show off or something. No, when we sit and look in a mirror, we forget that dua Allah has been made for us to make the dua. How many of us look in a mirror and make the dua Allah, the dua that Allah is for us? We make inside well good, but it's outside well good. When you look at your admiring yourself, what you admire, this way, Allah, I'm admiring yourself, let me admire myself inside of me. As you said, it's so nice outside, I'm so handsome in the rest of it. Oh Allah, let my inside be handsome too. No one does that thing too. So these are our conditions today that we just do everything from making a clothing. You don't even know the right word and then the best. You just take it out of the clothes however you want to. That everyone wants to do. But when will the sunnah of the day come to our life? When the love of Allah Ta'ala comes to our life? When the love of Nabi comes to our life? The time we make or give us things of basic things, easy things. When you wear the right, when you take out the clothes, the right, left out and left. Like in the toilet, the same thing to show you the most important thing, the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala, the clothing that you wear. Did you ever realize, Ya Allah, that person haven't got, I got. I thank you for that too. Everything that you, anything that when someone gives you something, you, anything they give you, you look at it and you know, this Allah Ta'ala sent it to me. When you have Allah Ta'ala, you send it to me, I could not afford it to give this for me. This is the shukr for you. Your clothing is all that too. So these are ni'mat that you can see. You see all of them, but the ni'mat that you cannot see, that is a human object. And what is the ni'mat that you cannot see? These bounties you can see, these bounties of this, the name of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah. The love of that you cannot see, that much appear. You see, to bring that into our hearts, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah. The great Allah is so great. Every time you say Allah, Allah, Namaz, Allah, did you ever ponder that Allah is the greatest? Did you ever think that God is in the heart? Allah is the greatest. If you want that thing to come into your heart, you have to put in your heart that Allah is the greatest. In fact, the same thing with Allah over too. Salah is just not to be Salah and finish it. Salah is to be a closer to that Allah. So today Allah was the creation of in your heart, the greatest of in your heart, Allah is so great. The effect of the nature of that you cannot see. You cannot see Iman. You cannot see the Mani of Allah. You cannot see the Azmat of Allah. But you can at least bring the effect in your heart. The love of Allah is real. You can see the effect in your heart. You can feel the effect in your heart. You can feel the Azmat of Allah. When you have the intention of Allah, it is great. So people read Namaz and say, Allah, what a great thing to say. And every time Allah can remind you that I am the greatest. Every posture you're going down is telling you, just remember, I am the greatest. But you don't have it in the heart. There's no effect at all. So that is one name of Nemat that diminish. That's the name of Allah Ta'ala. Then the Nemat of Islam is assumed also. One Nemat in Iman, if that is the Nemat of Allah Ta'ala. But Islam, everything. In other words, you already qualified as a Muslim if you perform your Namaz. Namaz is something that you have to perform. So that is one ni'mat that is shown, you can see. You see, person is namaz, you see namaz. A person is zakat, you see, he is zakat. A person is prophet, you see. These are ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, but you can see those ni'mat. Like when a person goes to Hajj, also a person is ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, you can see this. These are ni'mat one has to do to show his identity. That is a Muslim. One said Allah Ta'ala has been a ni'mat of that kind, which you cannot see. One said Allah Ta'ala has been a ni'mat that you can see. Then the greatest ni'mat of the day after that is the ni'mat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu. The muhabbat of Nabi Kareem, the love for him. It's very easy to say, you know, the ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ni'mat, the azmat, the love. The love that you cannot do, these are things hidden. These are things hidden. No way hidden the person says, go ahead and love of Allah Ta'ala. No way hidden the person love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu. In every zakat. These are hidden things that only Allah knows. Allah Ta'ala knew and know. That's a hidden thing which is Allah Ta'ala wants to bring into your life of that kind. That's what we say, you have love for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the meaning of saying Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To show your actions, and you make it very clear that that person who claims he loves me, then he must have more love for me than his father, his mother, the whole thing. Everyone is standing around that. Just merely to say you love Nabi Karim, he says very clearly, that person who says he loves me, then he must have love of that kind that the other loves, you know it from nearby you. Whether his father, whether his mother, whether his wife, whether his children do. Now how can he then enter that? That's just what is my word. Allah Ta'ala will test you in this thing. Ahadibad nata yukafon yakula aman yaun laitaro. You are doing better, I will not test you. I will test you. You need to change. So Hajj al Nas, Allah will test you. Don't say I love Nabi Karim. You don't have to say it. Your action will prove it. No one believes dawah yet. Don't claim actions have been. And do your actions. When the action is, in the time of Salah takes place, just an example, feed the Salah. Your warm bed is very cold at night, very cold. And you're feeling very cold and you're nice and warm in there. The Adhan takes place. You leave that thing there and you leave and come to the masjid. You do not understand that now you are sure Allah Ta'ala has loved Nabi Karim more than anyone else. Allah knows. Even though your father can stop you, your mother can stop you, your wife can stop you. If you say no, it's like this, the weather like this, I'm going to the masjid. When you go to the masjid with that intention, Allah says, this is my muhabbat. You don't know what you want to get to that. See, the thing is that you don't have to show you love for Nabi Karim. Show his action. Sahaba Ikram showed with their actions. The time when they were in Makkah and Makkah and Mubarramah, they were going through so much difficulty and persecution, all the church underwent. What church they did not go? We cannot inform on the death. And the Makkah did not put us in the death. They were true Muhammad and Nabi Karim. The moment they were told they had to leave Madinah and Tubal for Madinah and Munawwarah, then they forgot their families. They forgot all the businesses. They forgot all the wealth. They had only one person, Allah and Rasulullah. They did not even worry one day what the rest of our businesses. They did not even worry what does our children do. They did not even worry what does our family do. It's called Allah and Rasulullah. That's why they've been given the title Radiallahu Anhu wa Radhu Anhu. Allah was happy with them and they had to love them. We have been told to do that little, but we can't do what they can do. Don't look, think that how nice it will happen. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can't think of that too because we are very mean. But we can do a little bit, but we can do this. Show Allah the little bit muhabbat gives for Allah. The true muhabbat is too much. Allah Ta'ala then lives between them. But that muhabbat, show Allah Ta'ala, the time of salah, run through the masjid. The time when you're engrossed in a business, so engrossed in a business, that time you leave your business and go. Then you say, yes, no doubt, because more luck for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't have to say, they were the Sahaba, they proved it. We have to listen to let us prove. Our lives, our whole deen lies in Muhammad Allah Rasulullah. You can read Namaz, everything, but that must be so strong in your heart that it overpowers everyone's love. Everyone's love. You know how that Abu Bakr did on the other hand. When his son told him a battlefield, oh, your father, I saw you in the battlefield, I want to kill you, but because your father, I left you. What a worse condition. Oh, son, if I knew you in front of me, I'd kill you. That is the meaning of love for Allah and Rasulullah. The subject today is your love for Nabi Kareem, love for more than everyone else, Ahabullah. In a way, it is showing the actions. Don't show the speech. Speech is everyone talks, you know, it's really easy to talk. But put into action, that's what it is. May God Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala. True muhabbat Allah, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, true muhabbat.